we always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Browsing the classified ads was always a hobby of mine on bored days. I liked to go to garage sales when I was younger, but nowadays the online ads have far more selection. Sometimes I'll have a specific item in mind, but on one particular day, I was just browsing through the items for sale in my city. Skis, TVs, gaming systems, record players, bicycles, even cars and apartment leases. You name it, and you could find it on there. And often, for a lot cheaper than you'd expect. I've bought a few items from those websites for less than half the price of what they would cost in a store. The apartment I live in and the car I drive were all bargains I found browsing online classifieds. And I've also sold some stuff that wouldn't have fetched half as much in a pawn shop if I'd brought them there instead. This particular ad caught my eye right away. The next generation gaming system I had been wanting to buy was listed for sale. $800, willing to take unusual trades, the ad read. I couldn't believe it. The consoles were coveted where I lived. You literally could not find them anywhere right now, and I actually had received a windfall of cash that enabled me to purchase it. I ignore the second part about unusual trades, since I figured maybe they want some vintage gaming system or whatever instead. I just had cash. I've always loved video games, but find myself missing out on entire generations of console systems. Usually, when friends talk about the new games they are playing, I'm left sitting out of the conversation. I decided I really wanted to get this one with everyone else and be a part of it this time. I immediately sent a message to the person. Hey, I saw your ad for the game system for sale and was wondering if it's still available. I was surprised when the guy responded immediately to my message. Yeah, it's still available. Lots of interest, but if you have the cash today, it's yours. I have the cash right now. Where can we meet? I'm disabled, so you'll have to come to me. Can you be at my place in 20 minutes? He gave me the address. My common sense was quickly outweighed by my urgent desire for next generation gaming capabilities. I'll be right over, just need to stop at the bank. Since I live in a small town, I didn't think the guy could be trouble. It's the sort of place where everybody knows everybody. And although I had previously been very cautious about these sort of things, after doing transactions on the website multiple times, I'd grown sure of myself and less concerned with the potential problems. After taking the cash out at the ATM, I proceeded to the address. It was a little ways past the city limits, and I saw farmers' fields along the way where crops had been harvested and freshly fallen snow was accumulating between the rows. I turned onto the side road, and then another side road, this one gravel and no longer paved. It was late afternoon by that point, and the sun was already beginning to glow orange as it made its descent towards the horizon. The gravel road went on for a while, and I double-checked my GPS. It was coming up soon, and I slowed down to read the number on the blue address sign out front by the road at the end of the driveway. There it was. Pulling the car over to the side of the road, I got out. Something occurred to me, and I pulled out my phone to send a quick text message to a friend, saying I would check back with them after going inside, remembering a bit of wisdom I had heard once. Then, I walked up to the front door and knocked on it briskly. The man who answered was in a wheelchair, but I could tell he was tall and broad-shouldered, wearing a stained white tank top, with hair poking out of the chest and armpits. A smell wafted out of dirty laundry and spoiled food. He didn't say anything. Just waited for me to speak. Hi, I talked to somebody named Reg about a console for sale. They said to come here to pick it up. Oh, right, definitely. Yeah, come on in. His demeanor changed immediately from gruff and unwelcoming to friendly and jovial. He had a warm grin, which he disarmed me with when I was about to rebuff his invitation inside. Sure. He closed the door behind me. and locked it. Wheeling back towards the kitchen, he waved at me to follow him. "You got here just in time. Somebody else was saying they were going to give me 900 for it, but I told them I had already made a deal. Still, I was starting to think twice. But hey, I'm a man of my word. I told you 800, so 800 it is." "Right on. Thanks, mate. I appreciate it." "Ah, don't worry about it. You're doing me a favor." "How's that?" "Well, it's kind of hard to explain. Come on down the hall and I'll show it to you. You got cash, right?" I was following him down the hall cautiously now, wondering what he was getting at. The whole situation was starting to seem peculiar to me for some reason. I had a dawning feeling of wrongness that made me go queasy in my stomach. As he entered the room at the end of the hall, I followed him, despite my better judgment. It's difficult sometimes to follow your instincts, but I'm beginning to realize it's usually the right thing to do. The room I entered was similarly filthy as the rest of the house, and barren of much except for garbage and a bed. "This is Reg," the guy in the wheelchair told me. A man was in the room waiting. He gave me a cold stare as I approached, and I realized they looked similar, like brothers. "You're here for the system?" I was suddenly becoming scared. What had I gotten myself into? "Yeah." "Good. You brought the cash, right?" Despite my hesitation and growing concern, I nodded. "Well, I'll tell you what. Just put it away. We don't want your money. We're more interested in trades." "What did you have in mind? I don't have anything to trade for it." They looked at each other, and the man in the wheelchair nodded at the other guy. He left the room and came back with a garbage bag. Then he left and came back with another, then another and another. The bags looked heavy. 4 bags, 4 dumpsters, 4 different cities. You go to each dumpster and throw a garbage bag inside. You do them all tonight, after midnight." I considered this. "Can't I just give you the money? I don't think I want to know what's in those bags. We're hunters. Sometimes we just go over our limit a bit. This time, we went over by a lot. Wasted meat. It's a shame. For first-time offenders like yourself, they would just let you off with a warning. But for us, well, let's just say this will be our 3rd strike. He opened up one of the bags and showed it to me. Inside was a fuzzy, decapitated deer body. Milky white eyes stared up at me from a slack-faced doe's head. "Why all different cities then? Why not just dump them at one place?" "That's not important. Just do like we ask and you keep the thing free and clear. How's that sound?" They held the gaming system out towards me, wrapped in cellophane and with the exorbitant price sticker still attached. Don't ask me why, but I took it. "Do it just like we said. No messing around. 4 cities, 4 dumpsters. All tonight after midnight. We will know if you don't do it exactly like we told you." They told me to go wait in my car and pop the trunk. Then they proceeded to bring all 4 garbage bags out and they put them in the back of my car. I could feel the weight of them causing the suspension to sag. It would be a relief to have them out of the car. I went home and instead of playing the new console like I'd been anticipating, I ended up putting it in a closet in my back room and nervously watched TV and did seldom else until midnight. At 12 on the dot, I got up and walked to the door on shaky legs. I nearly forgot my keys and wallet, remembering them just as I was about to walk out the door. The car smelled like old meat when I got inside, as well as the coppery smell of coagulated blood which permeated it. If I got pulled over, the car would be searched for sure, I thought. I rolled down all the windows and started to drive. Part of me just wanted to dump all the bags in the first bin I came across, but I had a feeling that was a bad idea. Somehow, they would know. I left town and drove to the nearest city using the freeway, driving the speed limit the whole time, hoping I wouldn't come across a drunk driving checkpoint somewhere. The first gas station I came across in Brantville had a green dumpster around the side of the building in a shadowy area where I couldn't see any security cameras pointing. I parked the car next to the bin and hopped out to make my first drop-off. My heart was thumping hard in my chest as I grabbed the bag out of the trunk. It was so damn heavy, I could barely lift it. The guy back at the house must have been strong as hell, I realized. Using all of my strength, I managed to get it over the lip of the dumpster and ran back to the driver's door of my car and hopped in, speeding away like a criminal, which I guess technically I was, since the sign of the dumpster said, "No dumping of household trash." Not that this was your typical household trash. I drove to the next nearest city and found a supermarket with a similarly poorly lit dumpster around the back. I parked closer this time and lined up the car for a quick escape. I jumped out and repeated the same steps, pulling out the heavy black garbage bags from the trunk and struggling to push it over the top of the wall of the dumpster. As I lifted it, I couldn't help but notice the sloshing sound of the body parts and blood inside the bag getting jostled around. I heaved it over the side as it got stuck on the edge. I found myself really hoping that they had used heavy-duty garbage bags. The bundle of body parts and bodily fluids hung over my head, swaying back and forth precipitously, and I winced, giving it one more shove. It finally rolled over the lip and made a heavy, wet thud as it landed on the other side. The next town had a fast food restaurant on its outskirts, and I pulled up next to a dumpster beside the grease disposal bin. I was about to get out of my car when one of the workers came out the back of the restaurant carrying a couple trash bags and heading quickly towards me. Terrified, I drove off, hoping they hadn't noticed my license plate. I was starting to really wonder about this. Why hadn't I asked to look in the other bags? What if they weren't all dead deer, but some other dead things in those bags as well? I pictured dead people, hacked up hookers, and dismembered men in suits suddenly, instead of the animal parts I'd seen in the bag at the house. Finally, I came across another building with a dumpster that looked safe. I pulled around back and parked next to it. Bag number 3. This garbage bin was behind a strip plaza, and the whole place was closed for the night. It was secluded, and I could tell I was alone, with little chance of anyone stumbling upon me back there. I went around to the trunk again. Opening it, I looked at the final two garbage bags. They were marked with a white X, which I hadn't noticed before when we were inside the house. Feeling emboldened by the privacy that the dimly lit parking lot afforded me, I opened up one of the garbage bags in the trunk and looked inside. I nearly fainted. My vision went shades of yellow, then red, and nearly black as it filled with spots. At the last second, I regained my focus and looked down again at the face staring up at me from the garbage bag. It was no longer the whitened eyes of a doe, but the brown eyes of a man that stared up at me from inside the garbage bag. His face was covered in blood, but the resemblance was unmistakable. The face belonged to the man from the house. It was the exact same. But how the hell was that possible? Terrified, I tied the bag up again and pulled it out of the trunk. I lifted it over the lip of the dumpster and pushed it in. Thump. It landed on the pile of refuse inside with a loud noise. I immediately went back and grabbed the other bag. Screw this, I said to myself. I just wanted to get rid of the bags at that point. I was terrified of being caught with a garbage bag full of human remains. This would not look good if I was discovered. As I lifted the final bag over the side of the garbage bin, it caught on something. The bag ripped as I pushed it over the lip, and half of it came spilling out onto my side, splashing over me and raining dismembered body parts and bodily fluids down on me from above. The stench was horrifying and overpowering. I was covered head to toe in coagulated blood, and body parts were littering the ground around me. Another human head looked up at me from the ground, and I saw it was the face of the other man from the house, the one in the wheelchair. They were both identical to the two men at the house. I remembered thinking that they'd look like brothers, but two sets of twins. That didn't seem likely. My mind struggled with the possibilities. Had the two men been replicated somehow, replaced by aliens or clones? Had I been charged with disposing of the real bodies as the imposters took over their lives? Suddenly, my cell phone began to ring. It rang and rang, but I was afraid to answer it. I couldn't help but think of what he had said back at the house. 4 dumpsters, 4 cities. We will know if you don't do it exactly like we told you. Maybe I should have done as they said.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.